Eileen Zhang, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Where are you now on the journey?
I am currently in Shetty Camp, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia.
Very beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It's, oh my goodness, it's amazing. The views are magnificent.
You're on the Cabot Trail?
I am on the Cabot Trail, and I am currently residing in a old host's, a billet family's home, because I used to volunteer in Katimavik. So I came back to visit them, and they live right on the Cabot Trail by the water.
And where have you been spending the nights as you cross the country?
I've been very fortunate, actually. Most of my nights have been either in, like, I guess people's homes and campsites. They would offer it to me, and I didn't camp very much. I think I camped maybe 20 days out of the entire 3.5 months, and I feel like it's because people are so nice. They're offering their homes and their facilities, and I haven't had to do that much.
Well, certainly it's an amazing cause. Now, tell me more about your experience of organ donation.
Well, I am a living kidney donor. I donated my kidney to my mother last year, February 25th, because she had a disease called polycystic kidney disease, where the cysts would grow in her kidneys and they would be enlarged. So both her kidneys, when they took it out, they were 18 pounds each.
Wow.
And, yeah, and they were huge, and they were blocking her other organs and pushing on other things and causing other problems. So they had to do an emergency operation, took it out, and after that, her body didn't want to take dialysis anymore. She had been doing it for 7 years, but her body just didn't want it. So I had to make the decision really quick, and I had actually offered it to her many, many years ago. About a decade ago, I had told her, I'm going to give it to you before you start dialysis, before anything. But her belief was that after I donated my kidney, I wouldn't be able to continue my life and do the sports I did, and, you know, just, she thought everything would change. So she told me that, and at the time, because I was still young, I thought, oh, this is what's going to happen to my life. I wouldn't be able to continue it. But when the decision had to be made, I went and I did more research, and I talked to her doctors and nurses, and I realized that I could continue my life. I could still have a baby. I could still get married. I'd still do sports and, you know, be myself. And I told her on Mother's Day 2014 that I was going to donate to her, and she accepted it. And she cried, and that was the moment she said yes, because if she didn't, she wouldn't be here today. And we underwent the surgery, and everything went great.
And here you are crossing the country the next year.
Yes. I actually had planned to do it last year, May, and the surgeons and doctors were like, nope, Eileen, you can't do that.
You can do it eventually, but not this year.
Yeah, I was recovering, and I wanted to do more because all my mother's friends that she's met throughout the 7 years of dialysis, they're all still there waiting, right? So I didn't know what to do, and at first I was thinking, okay, I'm going to try to get more people to sign up. I'm going to let people know and be aware of this. But I didn't know how to do it. And then when I was recovering one day, I thought, you know what? Mom taught me how to bike. Maybe I should spread the awareness across Canada, and it just kind of all came together then. And I was like, I'm going to bike across Canada. Why not? I bike to work every day. I bike to school every day. She taught me how to bike so I could save money and be environmentally friendly. So that's what I decided to do, and that's when I started putting things together and planning and organizing and writing my proposal.
When did you leave Vancouver?
I left Vancouver May 16th, 2016, so this year. It seems like a long time, though.
Did you do much to prepare for the trip?
I talked to a lot of people that have already crossed Canada, so I called people from all over. And we had maybe 1 hour conversations, 2 hour conversations, and I got prepared that way. But otherwise, I don't think anything would have really prepared me.
So, what's your impression of Canada?
Oh, well, I really love Canada. I would do it again if I had the time and the money, but I think it's amazing. It's an amazing country. People are extremely nice. My parents were afraid that things were going to happen because, you know, what they see on the news, it's always terrifying. But what I've experienced is complete opposite. People have been very generous. They open up and they offer, they bring me in, they bring my friends in, like whoever I'm biking with, they'd be like, oh, come in, you know, have some food, take a shower. And yeah, I've been very lucky and fortunate.
Are you by yourself?
Currently I'm not. I was by myself for a month. I started with a friend, but it was a little bit too hard for him. He had to quit after 2 months, and then I continued on my own for a month, and now my fiancé has joined me for the last 2.5 weeks. He's flown in to bike with me.
I'm sure there have been hundreds of amazing moments. Does anything come to mind?
Yes. Well, actually, the Cabot Trail and meeting up with old Katimovic host families and friends. That has been really, really amazing because I haven't seen them for over 8 years.
I know that you flew into Toronto. You took some time out from the riding to go to the games in Toronto. Tell us about those.
I flew into Toronto. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Again, very nice people. I had the transplant games, and I wasn't sure how I was going to get there because at that time I didn't want to just wait in Toronto for a few weeks. So I continued my journey on to Fredericton, New Brunswick, and this nice lady donated her air miles, so I was able to fly in to the Toronto Games.
The transplant games.
Yeah, the Toronto transplant games, sorry.
Are these an annual event?
I think they happen annually, and also they're not always, or every 2 years. They're not always in Canada, so I think it's like 1 year it's in Canada, and then 2 years later it'd be in another place in the world. The next one is going to be, I think, in Spain.
I had never heard of them before, but they're a great idea.
Yeah, it is. It gives recipients and donors, living donors, a chance to, you know, join games and be part of it and feel alive.
How do you know the word is getting out? Are more people signing their organ donation cards?
I talk to everyone I meet. That's the hardest part, telling people the same story over and over and be like, this is what I'm doing, this is why it's important, and, you know, I am one of the living proofs, and there are so many people out there waiting. And a lot of people end up saying, you know, like, I've always thought about it, but, like, I never knew it was so important. Or I never knew this many people are waiting, and, you know, lots of things like that. Or they'd be like, oh, I know a family member that signed up. And, yeah, I tell them, and I'm hoping they would sign up. I tell them it takes only 2 minutes. You go on CanadianTransplants.com, you click your own province, and then you sign up. And let your one important thing is let your family and friends know that you've signed up. Because people don't know that they could veto it. If they don't know if that's a wish, they could also veto it.
CanadianTransplant.com.
Yes.
So for those people who don't have driver's licenses, for example, because...
Yes, go there and sign up. And I'm trying to work to see if I could get all the provinces to work together, because currently, if you live in... I live in BC, but if I move to Alberta, I have to sign up again. If I move to Saskatchewan, I have to do that again. So you have to sign up in different in each province.
So it's time to make a federal registry.
Mm-hmm. But that's a thing that I'll slowly work at, and hopefully people will join me, and it'll make it easier. They could also go on giftfromwithin.ca, and it links to the... Canadian Transplant, links to everything there, and it's got my story, it's got my blog.
A gift from within.
www.giftfromwithin.ca.
Well, we'll be sure to link with that.
Yeah.
Now, you're the next thing, you're on the ship to cross to Newfoundland, I imagine?
Yes, so it's going to be another 3 days to tomorrow I'm going to start riding again, and it's going to take us 3 days to get to the ferry. And from there, we're going to take the ferry on Sunday. Unfortunately, it doesn't go every day. On Sunday, we're going to take the ferry, and then we're going to ride another 2 days, and then we're going to be done. We're going to be at St. John's, Newfoundland. And when I head back to Vancouver, I believe my MLA is going to be there waiting for me.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I imagine there'll be a few people waiting for you in St. John's as well.
Oh, I certainly hope so. And I hope they're all organ donors or have signed up.
You'll let them know all about it.
Yeah.
Well, Eileen Zhang, it's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And all the best on this very last leg of it.
Thank you, Kamal.
You know Newfoundland is supposed to be so beautiful.
Oh my goodness, I love it. Yes.
All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.